Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. This is the fastest growing radio show in the South, and it's all because of you. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Just dial that number, and you can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to be on the show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, called the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, again, the guys, thanks for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I have a great show for you this morning, and today is Free Fall Friday. So if you guys would like to call into the show, and all lines are open, you can talk about any subject that you'd like, and we'll go along with it. Right, today is your show. And right now it's 83 degrees in the ATL, and we're looking at a high of 95 today. Excuse me. A high of 95 today, low of 76 tonight. Saturday, we're looking at a high of 97 and scattered thunderstorms. Same on Sunday, 93 on Sunday, and scattered thunderstorms. So it looks like the weekend may be filled with a little on and off rain this weekend. But nevertheless, follow my thoughts and tell you guys to put something on your barbecue grills this weekend. Okay? Now, today's word of the day is, let's see what our word of the day is. Come on, give it to me. Hermetic. H-E-R-M-E-T-I-C. Hermetic. Hermetic is an adjective, and it means relating to or characterized by occultism or abstruseness. Okay, I don't know what that means. The second meaning is airtight. So hermetic is airtight. I like that. Airtight. Or you could say recluse or solitary. Okay? So that's a pretty good word. Hermetic. Hermetic is airtight. All right? And that's our word of the day. Now, today's episode, and I wanted to bring this story. Well, today's episode is, I titled it, A Lawsuit Filed Alleging That Donald Trump Raped a 13-Year-Old Girl. And what could this mean to his campaign? Okay? And that's what we want to discuss, the allegations and what could this mean to his campaign. Okay? And I wanted to talk about this because I'm not a Donald Trump fan, okay? I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan. But how does a billionaire, or put it like this, why does a billionaire want to be president of the United States? Why? And I think it's several things, but I think the main thing is power. And I know I talked about this on yesterday, was it? When I talked about this guy, 19-year-old, who wanted to assassinate Trump and attempted to assassinate him. And then there were things out there saying that the Russians are also wanting Trump, that there are several groups in Russia that, you know, want to assassinate Trump. And, I there are so many things that have come out of his mouth that aren't good for him. But because he has money, you know, some people that have money are so arrogant that they'll say anything. They'll say anything. Or they think that they can do anything and say anything. And they have their money to back them. Now, if this lawsuit is true, and this thing goes to court. Now, if there was a lawsuit filed against me for rape, I know you wouldn't hear about it all over the news and things like this, but I'd probably be in deep doo-doo, right? He's trying to brush this thing off, but it ain't going to go away. This lawsuit was actually filed in California. And for some reason, I can give you a reason, money, it was tossed out of court. But now it has resurfaced in New York. And it looks like this young lady may have her day on camera. And, you know, this thing comes from the New York Daily News, and it says a bizarre lawsuit involving a California woman's charge that Donald Trump raped her when she was an underage teen have resurfaced, this time in a Manhattan federal court. Trump, the Republicans' presumptive presidential candidate, has already denounced the allegations once as categorically false and disgusting. But the lawsuit, dismissed by a Los Angeles federal court judge last month, has new life in the backing of a new lawyer, although some of the salacious charges have been dropped. Gone from the new lawsuit is an allegation that Trump threw money at the plaintiff for an abortion when she expressed fear about getting pregnant after being raped. Gone, too, is the allegation that Trump called co-defendant and accused pedophile and sex party host Jeffrey Epstein a Jew bastard, and her request for $100 million in damages. Okay. But the complaint's core allegations remain unchanged, that Trump and Epstein sexually assaulted an underage girl at a series of Manhattan sex parties that Epstein hosted in 1994. Immediately following this rape, defendant Trump threatened me that were I ever to reveal any of the details of defendant Trump's sexual and physical abuse of me, my family and I would be physically harmed, if not killed, the plaintiff said in an affidavit. I'm going to stop right there. I'm really not going to go any further than this. Now, I don't know how true it is. I don't really care. But let's go back. Let's see, when was this? When the black presidential candidate on the Republican side, what was his name? Herman Cain. When Herman Cain were gaining ground and was becoming the Republican's number one candidate for the president to run against Obama, there was an allegation that he had a mistress. Okay, he had a mistress, and he was paying her rent and this kind of rigmarole. Now, he dropped out of the presidential race because of those allegations, because they went and found this lady, and she came on national TV and said that this was true, and he had been taking care of her, and they've been going on trips and all this jazz, right? That killed his campaign. That killed him as a presidential candidate. Now, why wouldn't, you know, I believe that's less harmful to your campaign as having a mistress. I believe that's less harmful than being accused or being found guilty of rape. Now, what if he's found guilty of rape? Now, I know he's, you know, billionaire. He got some of the best lawyers, right? He can throw a lot of money at this thing. Now, because the system is so freaking screwed, and, you know, pushed towards people like this, where he can throw money at it, and these corrupt judges take money to give you, to get you off the hook. They'll take money to get you off the hook. People always say, this guy didn't get any time because he's got money. Money should not have anything to do with right or wrong and the law. Right? But people like him are able to get away with this kind of stuff. If he did, I'm not saying he did, or I'm not saying he did this, but this just, this, you know, this is not just something that was pulled out of thin air. I mean, when you make allegations like this towards someone, and a 13-year-old girl being raped repeatedly at a sex party or whatever, that doesn't seem far-fetched to me. This guy, Epstein, was known for hosting sex parties. Trump was at the party. So how wouldn't this have any kind of ground to stand on? And then now, she said that he threatened her and her family to be harmed, if not killed. Wow. Why would you do that? Because you have so much to lose. If this is true, if this is even has any legs to stand on, Donald Trump will not be our next president. Hillary Clinton can put her on some red pumps and walk right into the White House, into the White House. Because that's what's going to happen. She's sitting back right now with a big smile on her face with these allegations coming out against Trump. Now, I don't know how true the allegations were against Herman Cain, that he had a mistress and all this stuff, but I guess it was true. The lady came out and said, yeah, we did this and that, and they took trips together and all this. So if this is true, where he did go to sex parties and he raped a 13-year-old and he raped her repeatedly and she was worried about getting pregnant and all this jazz, why wouldn't he fall out of the presidential race? Why wouldn't he? I think it's one word, and everyone knows what I'm about to say. He's a white man. Well, two words, white man. And it's sad to see, because it happens every single day. And people say, oh, Frank, you got to slow down, man. You're talking about some stuff and you say different things. Well, it's true. And I say it in front of white people. And I have a small platform, although it's small with my show, I have a small platform to put it out there to other people. Now, I don't know what the 504 area code is, but there's someone up on my show, listening to my show, from the 504 area code. I'll look that up. You know, thank you for listening in to the show. But there are so many people from all over the country that listen to my show. So I do platform. And they may be of the of a Caucasian ethnicity. I don't know. But I keep my show 100%. The 504 area code is Louisiana. Okay? And thank you for listening to the show. And but because of that, you may think I have a small platform. But my platform is growing so fast that it's crazy to me. But getting back to Trump, when you think about Donald Trump having money and being a white man, can walk away from this unscathed. Maybe he loses a couple of million dollars. What's that to him? What's that to a billionaire? It's nothing. But if this was true, let's turn it over and say if this was true about Obama, if this came out about Obama when he started, when he was running for president, oh my God. That would have been like the world coming to an end. But they're trying to keep this so under the rug, they're trying to hide it, but it's coming out. That he raped a 13-year-old girl in 1994. I don't know how old Trump is, but, you know, 1994, that's what, in 2016, that's 22 years ago. I don't know how old he is now, but 22 years ago, if he's 60 years old, then that's, you know, he was in his 40s. Or he was a late 30s. Okay? And so a 30-year-old raping a 13-year-old, ha, yeah, you should be in jail. You should go to jail. So this is going to kill his campaign, I believe, if this all gets out and starts to wear on people. And at you know, one of my listeners said he's 70 years old. So he was 48 years old when he raped this 13-year-old girl. You know, a 48-year-old man on a 13-year-old girl, yeah, that's rape. And, you know, a 48-year-old man on a 13-year-old girl, I mean, come on, man. And I don't like Trump. I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to give him any kind of legs on my show. I want to cut his legs off from under him. That's for sure. I don't like Trump. I tell everyone I don't like Trump. I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan either. But I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I hate this Donald Trump guy because of his attitude and his the way he talks about people and talk down to people. You know, he talking about, you know, building a wall, keeping the Latin people out of America. But when they first were starting to come to America and building his hotels, he didn't have no problems with that. And what he's doing is he's playing on the poor people in America. He's playing on their emotions. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and talk to me. Okay? And talk to my audience. 818-301-5834. Now, kind of turning this subject around, there was, you know, another thing I was saying about being white in America and having privileges in America, and this guy that raped the girl on the campus of Samford University out in California. I did a show on that a while back, and this girl was unconscious. She had drank a lot at a party or whatever. She was unconscious, and this guy raped her. And he was a swim star for the University of Stanford University, I believe it is, in California. Big university. Now, the judge on that case was an alumni of Stanford University. He was an alumni of Stanford University. And it wasn't a jury, okay? So he ruled on the case. This guy raped an unconscious woman, raped her, and raped her behind a dumpster at a party. And this woman says she woke up on a gurney in the hospital with pine needles all in her hair and everything, and the nurses told her that they were doing a rape kit on her because she had been raped. Now, I you know, guys, I don't know about you out there, but that's like going into a funeral home and, you know, finding one of these dead women in the funeral home and having sex with her. That's what raping an unconscious woman is about. What kind of sick fool would do that? Why do you want the woman to be unconscious? You know, you got all these women on it. That's a huge campus out there. You got all these girls running around on this campus. I'm sure that you can find one or two of them out there that wouldn't mind being with you. You a swim star at the university. They wouldn't mind being with you. Would probably allow you to be with them freely and would be conscious when you're being intimate with her. You want somebody that you've never known before, that's drunk out of her mind, unconscious, and you want to have sex with her. And then when you go to jail, when you go to court, the judge give you 6 months in a county jail. Now, the reason I talk about this, because there was a guy, a black athlete on another campus in the United States. He was found guilty of raping a young girl on campus. He got 15 years in prison. And I think, without any clouds in my mind, that the differences between 15 years in jail and in prison and 6 months in county jail, it's only one thing. He's white and he's black. And you turn this whole thing around. I talked about reparations for African Americans on yesterday. Reparations for slavery. I talked about that on yesterday. So, why would we found out, and I want to give you guys the information. We found out that the United States gave reparations to slave owners back in the day. $300 per slave that you owned because you lost income after we freed the slaves. After Lincoln freed the slaves, slave owners lost income, so they got reparations for that, which was $300 per slave. If they came and said, how many slaves did you own? I had 8 slaves on my property. 8 slaves, you get $2,400. Now, $2,400 back in the day of slavery is a gigantic amount of money. Now, if you're going to give the slave owners reparations for the lost income that they were going to have after they freed the slaves, why wouldn't you give the slaves reparations when they were freed from all these years of not making income, of working for nothing? You working, you're doing their work, working out in the fields, growing food, cooking food, cleaning their houses, washing their clothes, raising their kids. And then these slave owners are going to come out in your, excuse me, they're going to come out, I'm losing my voice today. They're going to come out in your hut that they built for you way out in the back somewhere. They're going to come out in your hut late at night because they don't want to be in the bed with their woman. They're going to come out in your hut late at night and rape you. The slave women. They probably raped the slave women while their man standing right there watching. But they're going to give them, the slave owners, reparations and not give it to the slaves. Now, other people have gotten reparations. The Native Americans, the Indians, they've gotten reparations. The Asians, some of them, they've gotten reparations. The Japanese, they got reparations from America. Everyone has gotten reparations. Even the Jews got reparations, and their Holocaust didn't even happen in the United States. Even they got reparations. Now, the only people that haven't gotten reparations are who? They have not gotten reparations. But there is someone out there fighting for reparations for African Americans. And if you, my audience, the listeners on this show, if something comes across your desk, it comes across your computer, rather, of a petition out there that needs to be signed for reparations for black people, you sign it. You sign it and keep it moving. Okay? And, you know, America, it has so many skeletons in their closet, it's not even funny. And you wonder why these other countries want to have problems with America. That's because they know the history of America. They know the history of America. They don't have a problem with black folks. The guy that shot up the gay club in Orlando, he came across a black guy, and he asked the guy, you know, what his name was and what was his ethnicity, and he told him he was African American. He said, I don't have no problem with the blacks. That is a true statement. Okay? That's a true statement. And so, you know, it's time for me to close out the show now. It's Friday, and I thank all my listeners for listening in to the show, those who are listening on the phones, the cell phones or landlines, and those who are listening via my show page at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You know, it's just sad to me how this kind of stuff works. It's been going on for years, and if it ever happens to you or me, I sure hope that you or I can find justice within the system somewhere. I hope that you're never in the situation. I hope that I'm never in the situation. I tell my kids all the time, you have to try to do the right thing. Because if you get caught up into the wrong thing, you know, you may not be able to come out of that hole. So try to do the right thing at all times and teach your kids to do the right thing and try to get around people that are doing the right thing, people that are moving ahead, people that have dreams, that want to be somebody someday. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Have a great Friday, guys.